God bless you, folks. Open your Bibles, please. The book of 1 Kings chapter 19. 1 Kings chapter 19. I'm going to read one verse in that portion of Scripture, one verse in the New Testament as we begin our thoughts. I have been announcing for several weeks that we'd begin today a series of lessons on Baptist history. And so this morning will be the first lesson on Baptist history. I do not know how long we're going to be going. It's going to be, unless the Lord were to change my mind and move in another direction, I anticipate quite a long time, perhaps 20, 25 weeks, give or take a little bit, and I will probably be on this subject. Now, my intent is to begin with the very first Baptist church and bring us up to this present day. And all along the way, we're going to trace the history of the Baptist from the very first church until this present day. So that is my intent and the direction I intend to go on at this time. The title of the message for this morning, The Record of the Remnant. The Record of the Remnant. Each time I'll have a title for the lesson, please keep in mind that each lesson won't necessarily be just 1 week. Some of the lessons will take multiple weeks to complete, but there'll be a series of lessons, and I'm not sure exactly how many we're going to go with at this point in time. But The Record of the Remnant, the title of the message, message number one, lesson number one on Baptist history. Look at your Bibles, 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 18. Yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him. With that thought before you, now notice what says here, I've left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal. In Romans chapter 11 and verse 5, let me read one verse there. The Bible says, even so then at this present time, also there's a remnant according to the election of grace. I draw your attention to the fact in the book of Romans, it talks about there a remnant that was present at that day. Folks, I'd like to begin my thoughts by saying simply this. Baptist history is the biblical and historical record of true believers that have always existed in every day. I read an Old Testament portion concerning this matter of the remnant. Remember, the Old Testament portion was concerning the prophet Elijah. You remember all that happened there, how that his life had been threatened. He was running for his life, and he came to the place. He was discouraged, and Elijah told God, he said, God, he said, you might as well kill me. I'm the only one left that's serving you. And God spoke to Elijah the prophet and told him this. He said, Elijah, you're not the only one. I've got 7,000 that have not bowed the knee to Baal. Now, folks, I want to use that and draw this simple principle. I understand that that's an Old Testament portion. I also understand the church, the New Testament church, is not in the Old Testament. But here's the thought that I'd like for you to have before you as we begin our thoughts on Baptist history. Baptists are simply a representation. We're talking about modern-day Baptists. We're talking about today. Modern-day Baptists are simply a representation of that godly remnant that has always existed in every day. Even before the founding of the New Testament church in the New Testament times, there was always a godly remnant that lived for God. With the establishment of the New Testament church, even though there were individual churches and individual religious groups that went away from God and began to embrace false teaching and became apostate, even in the midst of all that, there was always a godly remnant that stayed true to the Lord Jesus Christ and stood for the things of God and for the Word of God. True Baptists are that godly remnant that has always existed in every age. This righteous remnant was present before the birth of the New Testament church, and now they're present in the New Testament church. The church, the first church, now watch it. I'm already going to shock some at the very beginning here. The very first church founded in the New Testament was a Baptist church. And every true church since that time has been a Baptist church, even though they were not always called Baptist. Folks, the first church founded in the New Testament was a Baptist church. It wasn't called a Baptist church. And Baptist folks throughout history have been called by a lot of different names. We're going to get to all that, and not only today, but through the course of this study. This morning I'm throwing out some, these first 2 weeks I'll be throwing out a lot of introductory thoughts. Some of them will be sound a little confusing to you, but we'll come back. I assure you, we'll come back if the Lord tarries his coming, allows us to be here. We'll come back and we'll amplify and explain all these thoughts that I'm throwing out. So, the very church founded was a Baptist church. When was that church founded? Independent, fundamental, Bible-believing Baptists don't even agree exactly when the church founded. Some say that the church was founded on the day of Pentecost. I don't have a problem with that. I don't hold that view. I believe that the New Testament church was founded with the public ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, that it was fully empowered on the day of Pentecost and fully instructed during the days of the epistles. But folks, listen, the New Testament church has been around for over 2,000 years now, and whichever view you hold on that, we're only talking about, what, maybe 3 or 4 years difference at the most, and so it really doesn't make a lot of difference. I would also say this. If God wanted us, every one of us, to know just exactly, without any doubt whatsoever, when the New Testament church was actually founded, the exact day, God could have clearly given that to us in the Word of God. The fact is, he didn't say it in those words. Now, listen to this statement. Independent, fundamental, Bible-believing Baptists are the modern-day representatives of biblical New Testament churches and New Testament Christianity. Folks, when I identify myself, and by the way, I identify myself unashamedly and unapologetically as an independent, fundamental, Bible-believing Baptist. When I refer to myself in those terms, I am not, in my own heart now, I'm not referring so much to a modern-day denomination as I am to the fact that what I believe makes me representative of New Testament Christianity. And that's what true Baptists are. We are the modern-day representatives of true New Testament Christianity. It's interesting to note, there are only two groups. There are only two groups that claim to be able to trace their lineage back to the first New Testament church. Those two groups are Baptist and Catholics. Baptist and Catholics. The only one of those groups that can actually do that are the Baptists. The Catholics had their beginning in the 4th century in the 300s, and there is historical evidence of that. It's a documented thing and all. And even though the Roman Catholic Church claims Peter as the first pope and on and on and on it could go, those are, of course, false claims. So there's two groups that claim to be able to trace their lineage back to the first New Testament church, Baptists and Catholics. The only one that can actually do it are the Baptists. Now, it's important in our study that you don't let the names confuse you. We're talking about Baptist history. And in this study, I'm concerning myself more with Baptist history, but in with that, we'll talk about a lot of different things. It's important that you understand that Baptist folks have not always been called Baptist. We've been called by a lot of names. By the way, before I pursue that thought anymore, if the Lord were to tarry his coming for a long period of time, now we all believe in the imminent return of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back soon. I believe he could come back at any moment. The fact is, I don't know when he's coming back. If the Lord were to delay his return for a lengthy period of time, it may well be that in the future, those of us that are identified as independent Bible-believing Baptists today, we may be called by some other name in the future. So it's not the name so much that is of great importance, it's the beliefs that we hold, and our people, Baptist folks, have been called by a lot of different names throughout the history of the Baptist Church. Some of those names include, but they're not limited to, they were called Christians. The Bible says in Acts chapter 11, verse 26, they were called Christians first at Antioch. Baptist folks have been identified as Montanists, Novatians, Paterans, Puritans, Cathari, Anabaptist, Donatist, Paulicans, Arnoldist, Henricians, Albigenses, Waldensians, and Baptist, and I didn't name them all. So there's been a lot of different names as one century has rolled into the next. Baptist folks are folks that believe just like you and I believe today as independent Bible-believing Baptists. There have always been folks that have existed from that very church that was founded. It would have been a Baptist church based on their beliefs. From then until now, there's been an unbroken string of folks that have believed just like you and I believe. Also keep in mind that the title Baptist does not automatically mean that a particular group represents true New Testament churches. Could I use an example that happened? I'm sure Brother Kinman wouldn't mind me doing this since it was in my notes and this came to my mind. There's a lot of different kinds of Baptist churches. Some of you would be shocked at all the different kinds of Baptist churches are. Brother Charles Kinman usually sits right on this side here during church and right here in front of me during Sunday school. Just a few weeks ago, Brother Charles and Sister Delaney had been on a trip. He came back to church, and when I shook hands with him, he said, "Let me tell you what I saw the other day, and I forgot. You can ask him about it. Ask him what state he was in. I'm thinking he told me Kentucky, but I may be wrong about that." But he said, "Brother Steve, I saw a church the other day, and the sign said, Seventh-day Baptist." Now, you thought I was going to say Seventh-day Adventist, didn't you? So, there are churches that are identified today as Seventh-day Baptist. What does that mean? That means they worship on the wrong day of the week. They worship on Saturday like the Seventh-day Adventists do. There are primitive Baptists. Now, please keep in mind, these different groups I'm naming, there's a great variety even within these names, so we all understand that, I hope. Primitive Baptists, they wouldn't be representative of Bible-believing Baptists, New Testament Christianity. Why is that? Because, among other things, they don't believe in eternal security. They believe that a saved person can lose their salvation and be lost and go to hell, and that's not what is taught in the Word of God. There are liberal Baptists. They've got the name Baptist on their church sign, but they're liberal. They've turned away from the King James Bible. They've embraced the critical text versions of the Bible. They don't believe in much of anything. They don't believe in separating themselves from worldliness and unto the Lord Jesus Christ. And even though they have the name Baptist, they wouldn't be representative of New Testament Christianity. So just the name Baptist is not going to get the job done, folks. I've told the story I think in Sunday school here, I'm not sure. I think that I have. Some months ago, Trisha and I wanted to go to a revival meeting. It was in a city north of us. An evangelist was preaching there that wanted to hear a great man of God. And I'm not going to give his name right now because I don't want this to have any bearing on him. He was just preaching to the church. None of this is a reflection on him. We went into this Baptist church. It had the name Baptist. It was supposed to be a independent Baptist church. And we went in, and I was kind of shocked at what I saw. We got there early. We sat down. As people began to walk into the church, some of the men, this was in the summertime, it was hot weather. As they began to come into church, some of the men that were members of that church, men that were almost as old as me, I know that's getting on up there, but anyway, they were almost as old as me, and they began to walk into the church, and many of those men came into the church, that revival meeting that night, wearing short pants. Now, that was bad enough. But the women were dressed so immodestly, I don't want to embarrass you, and I don't want to embarrass me, and I don't want to dishonor the Lord. But my wife, Trisha, was with me, and many of the women were dressed so immodestly in this supposedly independent Baptist church. I told Trisha, I reached over and I whispered to her, and I said, my wife, Trisha, I said, you know what, I may have to hold your arm, and you may have to lead me around so that I can just look at the floor and all in this place. Now, folks, what am I saying? I'm saying that this church was identified as an independent Baptist church, but the worldliness was so evident, I could go on and on, the worldliness was so evident that they were obviously not representative of New Testament Christianity. Now, let me give you some nevers concerning this matter of Baptists. Some nevers. I've got five or six things I want to mention to you. And again, this morning, I'm trying to introduce this subject to you, and we're going to come back and amplify all these things during the course of our study. First of all, keep this in mind. Baptists were never missing in church history. Baptists were never missing. We have been present as an unbroken chain that goes all the way back to the time of the Lord Jesus Christ and the very first church that was founded. Again, it makes no difference to me this morning whether you want to call that the day of Pentecost or the earthly ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. It makes absolutely no difference. But whenever that first church was founded, it would have been a Baptist church in belief, and Baptist folks have never been missing. We have always been present in every age in an unbroken chain. Remember what we started with? That godly remnant has always been present, and it will continue to be until the time of the Lord Jesus Christ. Baptist folks were never without the true Word of God in written form. Baptist folks were never without the true Word of God in written form. Now, those of you that are here, you know that I preach and teach a lot on the King James Bible. That's the ministry that God has given me in these days. The major thrust of my ministry is to try and encourage people in the Word of God. Folks, in studying that topic, I don't believe there was ever a time when true Baptist folks, Bible believers, New Testament Christians, there were never a time when they were without the true Word of God in written form. Of course, you realize that's just the opposite to the critical text philosophy. Those that promote all these hundreds and hundreds of modern versions of the Bible in English, the critical text philosophy is simply this. They believe that God may have given the original manuscripts without error. But the critical text philosophy is that those original manuscripts were lost and that now it's man's responsibility using human scholarship and intellect to try to reconstruct that lost Bible. Of course, there's a theological term for that, and that's baloney. You see, the Word of God has always been present with the people of God. We've always had the pure Word of God. And by the way, that's no different today among English-speaking people. That pure Word of God is in this old King James Bible. Again, notice this. Baptist people were never prominent in the religious world. We were never prominent in the religious world. Let me give you an example. Let's use a modern-day religious magazine that's very popular. Christianity Today. Folks, if you read every volume of Christianity Today that's published, you wouldn't know that independent, fundamental, Bible-believing Baptists even exist. Why? Because they're not talking about us. We're not a part of that group and that crowd. And folks, it's been like that in every day, in every age. Independent Baptists, Baptist folks, have never been prominent in the religious world, and we're not today. We're not prominent in the religious world. Again, Baptists were never politically strong. We were never politically strong. In days gone by, in centuries gone by, religious groups, the prominent religious groups, used political strength to enforce their beliefs. Not only did they use the strength of the political government, the civil government, to promote their beliefs, but they also used the arm of political government to persecute those that didn't believe like they believed. In other words, they persecuted those that believe like you and I believe as independent Baptists today. So independent Baptists have never been politically strong. We've never desired that. However, I do believe, if I could just add this thought, I do believe that we've missed the boat today in that we've not been as good as citizens as that we could have been and should have been, and use the power of the vote to achieve the ends that we feel like are biblically correct. I don't think that's opposed to the Word of God, and I think as good citizens, that's what we ought to do. Baptist folks have never been willing to compromise their convictions, even in the face of death. Baptist folks have never been willing to compromise our biblical beliefs, even in the face of death. And let me give you one more. Baptist folks have never been a part of any other religious system. We've never been a part of it. Folks, when you go to the hospital, this is just representative of the world's view on this. The hospital record or the doctor's office, whatever it is, they ask you about your religion. They may list three things, and some of you are going to come to me and say, well, I understand I'm not being all-inclusive here, but for the most part, this is what they're going to do. They're going to give you a form to fill out, and it's going to say, are you Jewish, Catholic, or Protestant? Not any more choices. We're not any of those. Now, there may be somebody here who's a Jew. I don't know. You may be Jewish, and, well, I guess praise the Lord for that. But anyway, but the truth of the matter is, as independent Baptists, we're not Protestants. You see, Protestants are religions that were at one time a part of the Roman Catholic Church and broke away from the Roman the Roman Catholic Church. And as independent Baptists, we are not Protestants. Methodists, Presbyterians, Episcopalians, and on and on and on I could go, are all Protestants. They all, at one time, were a part of the Roman Catholic Church. That's where the word Protestant comes from this matter of protesting. They broke away from the Roman Catholic Church.